Okay, kids, come on down. Come on, friends. Why are you so far away? Come closer. Good morning. Got a few more friends coming up. How are you guys? Y'all doing great? Okay, last week when y'all came up to visit with me, we talked about some tattoos, right? And some tattoos that went up on the wall. And last week's tattoo was the heart, right? And we talked about how we have to let God love us and accept God's love before we can give our love to anyone else. This week, there's some people on the tattoo, or the tattoo is of people. And those people, guys, are worshiping. Okay? Now, this black binder right here is really, really special. Every week, Mr. Matt prints all this stuff up and he puts it in front of our doors. And every Sunday morning, we come and we pick up the black binder and we open it up. And inside the black binder is the order of worship. This is everything that we do every single Sunday. And it changes a little bit, right? But a lot of people out here could probably do this whole worship thing with their eyes closed, right? Because sometimes we just come in and we just do it because that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to come in, we're supposed to sing some songs, we're supposed to pray, right? Some people are worried about when we have church. Some people are worried about the order we have worship, when we give the offering, if we're giving it too late or too early, right? Some of us aren't paying attention in worship, right? Right? Are y'all asleep this morning? But here's the problem. When we are too concerned about the plan, okay, and we're not actually doing the worship, then we've got a problem. Because when we walk into the sanctuary, it's not about us, it's about God. Because when we walk in here, we're not saying, hey God, fill me up and make me feel good. We're saying to him, thank you God, and thank you for loving us, right? And thank you for taking care of us, right? It's not about the order, the plans, it's about what we're giving to him. And sometimes your mom will look over you and glare at you like, I told you to stop that. It's because she doesn't want you to interrupt those people that are giving their hearts to God. And we have to remember that, as hard as that may be sometimes, right? It's about what we're giving, saying thank you and loving and singing those songs for him. And Mr. Matt is gonna tell the people of the congregation that God is the audience and we are the actors. Did I just totally ruin your line, Matt? Sorry. It's just so good, because it's true, because we're singing for God. We're not singing for anyone else. We're singing for him, and we need to make sure that we always, always remember that, okay? Come pray with me. You ready? Dear God, thank you for loving us. Thank you for taking care of us. Thank you for our family, our friends, our pets, and this awesome church. Amen. Okay, crew, let's go.